aquilo que eu previ que você está.
Let's move on to the schemes of Satan.
Amanhã é de Deus.
Now my name and voice.
Tu me lembra de um
apóstolo que não foi witness.
Como é que você
vai together with Pastor Boston?
Não me sou meu pai.
And a Bible reader, Pastor Robin.
Tu vai ganhar nenhum ainda.
We love you all.
Bem-vindo ao canal de
Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Thank you for
accepting to seek getting back to our home country in heaven.
May
you never get lost from us like our brothers and sisters. Remember our elder brother came to seek us from the world. Our Lord Jesus.
Gave
us all directives of going back to our home in heaven.
If
we first believe him and the Father,
and
we accept to get born again.
We are
given the Holy Spirit to lead us.
So we
be able to go back to our home country.
Maybe
the enemies of angels to serve us.
And
to help us in this way of heading back home. But like always, along the way the schemes of Satan.
Yes, you was the
praise Jesus so much. We try to see we reveal those things so that you can understand them and escape them so that you can get back home in heaven.
So we're
moving on to these schemes of Satan.
Unto
God and His church.
Yes, you was the
praise Jesus so much. And just as we told you,
that
in the moment as we wind up to see the Holy Spirit and His works of righteousness,
and
we're separating from the spirit of Satan and his works of unrighteousness.
And at
the same time, we introduce the right Christ and his church, and the false Christ and their churches.
We
ask you to move on to see the spirit of Satan appearing in the form of a beast. Praise Jesus so much. Of this fourth beast.
Satan
right now, Jezebel leading in all things. And the 10 groups of the fallen angels.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. That in all we've been breaking this beast that we explain it. Regis, you couldn't explain everything upon it. Yesterday we began to give you a summary of things in the seventh head. The seventh head of the beast. The seventh mountain.
Where
the adulteress Jezebel reigns over the tribes, clans, and nations and languages. And it's the prison of Satan.
Where
he never lets people go back to their home country in heaven. Those are the hell pits of the devils.
Yes, he was going
to praise Jesus so much. The tenth horn, the tenth major fallen angel,
then number 1.6 trillion fallen angels.
That's 1.6 trillion fallen angels behind him.
And
they move on to govern the healthy of the devils.
Yes, he was when you
praise Jesus so much.
But
he showed you how they still lie. Of the part we have covered, the part one, and we showed how they made your life get lost, never to know where you came from, our home in heaven, and how you can get back. Now you
can
make part of the beginning and the end of your life. And we began to be explaining of that word. And we told you there is a second part where we try to see that they produce life within the blood. And the robot make us do unrighteous things. And God moved on, reduced life within the blood.
So Mugeri Yokusan.
Now in the third way,
if we know Engeri Jivagena, Oguramu And we look to see
that the way they see the life, it would have been in the herbs and medicines. The herbs they stole and claimed them that they are for Satan. When they saw that food is still there, and they plotted to mess up the food present, make it appear with poison and the genetic foods. And they moved on to see that they fight life totally.
How they
set in place a system of healthy and life which is not rightful.
Yes, yes, we
praise Jesus so much.
So now,
as we move on to see how they steal a human life,
and
they never realize the beginning of their life, where they came from and neither where they are going. But we gave you the main hand where the devil moves his things. And we told you that as Jesus came to be the way, the truth, and the life, Satan came to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And I want us to repeat those words. And then we can move on. We discovered it in John 14, verses 6, that our Lord Jesus explains
to
us, He Himself is the beginning of our life, and is the truth,
and
is the way of our life, existing of our life. Let's move on with here. John 14, verse 6.
Yesu namugamba nti, nze kubo namazima n'obulamu.
Yes, you must be
praise Jesus so much.
Come up for Yesu agamba.
Our Lord Jesus says, He Himself is the way, He is the life,
namazima,
and the truth.
Yes, you must be
praise Jesus so much.
But
like we just told you,
that
the seal of God,
which
is made up of the Holy Spirit,
so, and
the fullness of the Holy Spirit,
it's
made up of the seven spirits.
In
there is where we put the triple seven. Fight with the triple seeds.
Yes, you must be
praise Jesus so much.
So, which can be to some.
Now, is that what we have prayed?
Yes,
Jesus to be the way, the truth, and the life.
Yes, you must be
praise Jesus so much. This is the seal of the Holy Spirit. Like we had in Ephesians 4:30, as he spoke this. Ephesians 4:30.
So, temuna kuwazanga moyo mtukufu wa Katonda, eyabate misaka kabonero, okutusa olunaku olw'okununulibwa.
Yes, it was even
praise Jesus so much. We try never
to
grieve the Holy Spirit. God put His seal upon us. People think the seal of the Holy Spirit may appear how? That seal shows the light of the Word of God, which appears in the seven spirits of God. According to Revelation 4 verses 5, God speaks this on the fullness of the Holy Spirit. Revelation 4 verses 5.
Yes, it was with you.
Praise Jesus so much.
When
we look right there,
like
we have seen in John 14:6,
yes,
that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life.
And
that we saw where there is the way, there is the seven down,
we
show the seven spirits of God.
Then,
and where there is the truth, and there we see still the seven spirits of God.
Then,
and where there is the life,
and
there we see seven spirits of God.
Ephesians 4:30.
That truly the Holy Spirit is the one who seals.
He's
the one who puts upon us the seal of God. Or the seal of God. But when we've been told, according to Revelation 4:5, and they showed us the seven lamps, and they explained that the seven spirits of God. Now, if the seven spirits of God,
they
passed through that to seal us,
by whom
we are on the eternal life, why do we sit 3 for 7?
Because
we have the Father,
we
have the Son,
and
we have the Holy Spirit.
So
now the 3 for 7 come from there. Each one stops and endorses.
Yes, yes, we
praise Jesus so much. Like we have in Matthew 28:19, when we baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Let's read there and we hear.
Matthew 28:19. No one, no more to
yes, you must be
praised Jesus so much.
So, what is more being in a minute that
you don't know? You are praised in the name of the Father,
one, no more to
and the Holy Spirit.
What could you do in this way?
Why we bring out the 3 for 7?
I ain't got put up over you for my own to
but we show the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
And get it yourself, what is one?
How you can be baptized by the Spirit of God. How
you
can be sealed on the eternal life.
After
you've discovered Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life.
Yes, you must be
praised Jesus so much.
So Chigambeji.
Now in that word,
the Kula Kati Ebigambo is certain.
Maybe show you that the 3 words of the kingdom of God. They fight with the 3 words. The kingdom of Satan.
Yes, you must be
praised Jesus so much.
How
like we first told you. Satan came to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Number 3 or 6 stands right in both 3 words.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus so much.
I didn't know that.
And no grief on the table of Satan. According to John 10:10. John 10:10.
Omobitajia wabula okubba n'okutta n'okuzikiriza.
Yes, you must be
praise Jesus so much.
Satan didn't
come to do anything else to steal your life.
But
never realize how its beginning appears to kill and finally to destroy.
You see
that you are destroyed in the lake of fire. Those words are what have kept the number 3 for 6. The seal of Satan.
You would have been
Revelation 14:18. And he says this.
Revelation 13:18. Alina kutegeera abaliira omuwendo gw'ensolo. Kubanga gwe muwendo gw'omuntu n'omuwendo gwayo 6666.
Yes, you must be
praise Jesus so much.
The
number is 666. The words 2 are 3. Satan came to steal. Down it's 1:6. He came to steal. Kill with another 6.
No persecution
and to destroy.
We are going to omukaga.
That is the third 6.
These
are the criteria. There is the father of sin, Satan himself. And there is Jezebel, who sits on the beast. and the false prophets, and they to make the Trinity. Revelation 16:13 tells us.
Revelation 16:13.
Praise Jesus so much. He said he saw evil spirits
coming
out from the mouth of the dragon, Satan himself, and from the mouth of the beast, where Jezebel sits, and from the mouth of the false prophets.
So
let's bring out the Trinity, the devils, where they seal the number
666.
When they measure what is the head of the beast, the seventh head, and the helpings of the devils, is to make your life get lost. To steal life, to kill,
no,
but to destroy.
Yes, yes, yes.
Praise Jesus so much. Just as we ended yesterday, as we told you, snatch you right from your mother's breasts, never to know whatever concerns you, and you take off 9 months you first spent in the womb, which can tell you where you came from and how did you come on the world.
So, okay,
those are what they first destroyed, and they steal the life, and they put it in the wrong place, and they tell you right now, you originated this land on this mountain. Now they have already stolen your life, and now they made it to killing.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much, and they give you poison of words to contend against your Creator till you get this prayer to be finished.
Complete
all, you will end up in the lake of fire and destruction.
So,
now it's through our lives they have affected it so much, and we cannot allow you to go back to your home country like we last had in Job. In Job 24, that the root is snatched right from their mother's breast, but most of them here, they never escape this level. Here's where they begin to give you a new program. No one can explain you where you've been coming from, not even the power that gives birth to you. For four mothers deceived them the same things. Because you came from the feet of your forefathers. Now, there is drug involved that level to steal you, never to discover where you really come from.
And
when did your life begin?
So,
that's why we move on to look unto the head of healthies of the devils of the beast, the seventh head of the beast.
The
mountain you cannot easily escape.
Please
don't never let anyone go back to their home country.
Go
back where you came from, it is hard. God gives us a
one
lightning for us now,
to be
able to discover how we can get back to our home country.
Now,
we have understood the right things of our life.
Like
we told you in Job 24, let's begin from verse 7. Job 24:7.
Baswa ne bakeso obudde nga tebali ko kibambadde. So tebali ko kiberika empewo nga zifuuwa. Olw'omunaana batuba muluwandagirize olw'oku nsozi era bavumbagira olwazi nga babulidde owebeggama.
Gino mioja bamalayika mu kibinja kino. ekyekkumi abaagwa.
These are angels in the temple, the fallen angels in the temple group.
Ekiro kyonna nga bazzukuka n'emisana.
And the entire night and day they are moving up and down.
Ne basibira ku makya ku ssabo.
And in the morning,
okubakubira ebiri.
They go to the shrines, they are waiting them to heat fires for them.
Ne basobola okwebugumira.
They can heat themselves on the fire.
Ne basiba banoonya ani we bayinza okusobola.
Always they are seeking whom they can make to fall.
Bisanu na kiro babeera bakola.
Day and night they are working. The next verse, Bible, that's why it tells us this.
Job 24,
verses
9.
Praise Jesus.
And the system
that's why Bible says that there are those
who
are majoring in that work of confusing. If they discover not realize your Father is in heaven,
says,
we have to snatch this one, grab them, and we pervert them.
But remember,
they prepared this system from long ago.
You
snatch you when you're still on the mother's breast, to pervert you, never to discover where you come from, where is your life heading to, and where is it coming from. And they give you a new story on the world. What concerns the ninth man, which you spend in the womb, no one explains them to you, and what's been there, and how did you come on the world. That ends there. Now, after the umbilical cord gets off you, and they begin to dedicate you to other clans, and they tell you of this clan,
then
you forget the clan of heaven,
and
they even name you after that clan.
Now,
to discover that you came from heaven gets to be very hard.
And at the time you reach
heaven, you as if he forced it over you.
When
you feel you have your own clan, you have your home,
and
you have even where they bury you, not accept you came from heaven. For the origin of your life is what they perverted.
Now we
preach heaven to you as if he showed you the promise you
will.
When in this time, God will accept you.
Yes, you will
embrace Jesus.
But we want to light
on you that word. That you think all people in the world can discover they snatched them right from the breasts.
But they stole them.
Satan came to steal. He doesn't just steal his physical things. All human spirits steals them.
Now,
brought them right on the mother's breasts. They begin to teach you things not right. The first grade of four fathers. Who goes, they deceive them, they to give you falsehoods.
Tell
the rightful things for some of you, it gets to be very hard. But it's a preparation which is lived for a long time. And the devils have moved by it.
Move
on to a country you never know your home country. And where your life will end.
Yes, you have
a praise Jesus so much. For there is even a tongue which says that another
cause,
no one can come back to tell these ones what is next.
Even
those who come on the head of the lady do not tell you where they live. Those are fallen angels in the system of confusing human beings.
Yes, he was good.
Praise Jesus so
much.
Now the truth is like that.
That
we have a clan on our home in heaven,
where
we come from as we are brought from the world. But it is very hard to just discover that truly you came from there, and that you're meant to get back there. For this night you write on your mother's breast, and you never get to know your home country.
So here
in Ephesians 2:19, when God reminds us always,
and
right now we are of the holy clan,
and
we are of the household of God.
Those
we totally forget them.
Ephesians 2:19.
Yes, we
praise Jesus so much.
When
they tell us we are of the household of God,
and
that we are of the holy clan,
there
is a part to believe that indeed it is the clan you came from.
Well,
you are still proceeding. They showed you your clan, and even dedicated you there.
They
show you your family. Right from there, rightful things concerning you, they vanished. Even those who lived before you, they don't know. Them to fall in the same falsehood. We still in every generation which came. Speak of the pink Satan. Right from the present as you proceeded.
There
are even those they steal right from the womb. And the child is still in the womb. And they begin to dedicate the child.
And
name them how they will inherit their forefathers. They begin to snatch as they reach the world.
The
people start them, they disappear from there.
Don't
even know how you came on this world. Between coming on this world and going out of the world, there is darkness there of ignorance. For the way you come in the womb, then how you get out of the body, they are right there.
That
would have fallen the right from place, yet you cannot understand.
That's
where they will put my darkness in the midst there. How you come in the womb, how you get out of that body.
Told
you that if you watch yourself in the mirror of yourself,
now
concerning your health is filled with chaos.
Ignorance
is much concerning your life.
When
you reach to go bury, say, let's go bury them.
Yes,
after you say they are elect,
where
are they born, where they never came from? There is darkness and chaos. But the Father of Heaven says that he knew us while we were where he is. He sent us passing through our mother's womb and appeared on this world.
So together,
now we try to reveal you what happens in 9 months. That's what can tell you where you came from. And check out of this body, that you may realize where you can go.
Let's sing over to what the word is.
Allow yourself to go back to your home country. You've been here to go back to your home country.
You've
battled schemes of the devils, the false health system.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus so much. This we read in the Jeremiah chapter 1 verses 4.
Awe kigamba kya Mukama ne kinjigira olunyo olw'okutaano nti bwe nalinga sinnakuwomba mu lubuto nakumanya era nga tonnava mu lubuto nakutukuza.
Yes, he was with
praise Jesus so much.
Yet, Tapu Yatumanaka Tumabana could jump over to
be the father you asked before we came in the womb. And he stockpiled us. And he said, you have to get back home. Even your names. And he said, I've put you now, your prophet. You are an apostle. You are a pastor. You are a pastor. An apostle. You are a pastor. An evangelist. You are an apostle. The names he gave us. But we discover his names now. Now they named you a Kazinda. Even other names they gave you. Another is Nachejo. What testify you are in is surprising. Another is Ching Ching. The life was messed up right at that point.
As then is when you
were you were in the world.
Name upon you.
They've grown when you know such names. Where you came from and where you are going.
And
that's filled with calls
for.
And the parents tell us they bought us a supermarket. When we grow and we discover parents deceived us. And then we ask, where did we come from? Others say we came from this umbilicals. If the parents say you came from here. As we discover, this world is filled with false, but everyone can lie.
Those
who discover they come from the womb. Where do they enter there?
Yes,
it is this interval. Why don't they go back in the womb? And where else do they go?
Well,
they say now it's late. We fear that word. When we are in this world, we ask. Now today I am here. Tomorrow, where am I going?
You
begin to imagine the grave, the darkness.
You are afraid of whatever you don't understand.
You are there in the ground. If it didn't reach heaven, even the one in church that not believed well, their colleague go in heaven. And they grow at the graveyard, the shitty ass. The darkness of ignorance, the drama of life, and the deception about life.
We hear that we were with our father in some way, that is very far from us. Now we are there, how do we come here? Let's read the Psalms 19.
So if you are concerned our life, it got confused so much. This is the part A of the confusions.
Zaburi ya chenda, unyorisoka.
Psalms 90 from verse 1.
Mukama, go aliye chipocha fejo kutula. Mumirembe yona. Unyoro kubili. Ensozi nga tezinnazaalibwa era nga tonnabumba nsi n'ebintu.
Yes, Jesus, we praise Jesus so much.
Mukundeni olw'okukuvaaga and explaining the Holy Spirit say.
Ffe nga tetunaba kujja okubeera eno ku nsi. We before we came to be on this world.
Era twabiranga ne kitabu kya
Mukundeni. We were with our Father in heaven.
Naye otyaffe gijjibweyo okugenda.
Our spirits are gone from there to be brought on the world.
Era eyo yali entandikwa y'obulamu.
That's where the beginning of our life is.
Yes, Jesus, we
praise Jesus so much.
Naye nga tujjukira.
But right now remember.
Tokubalwa apa mu butu.
Came out of your mother's womb. God put you to give you a body. Origin of your life was confused by the devils themselves.
If
they are healthy and the life sector we can prepare this false. The seventh head of the beast. Mount the reign of our nations, clans and the languages.
Please
don't ever let someone go back to their home in heaven. Live in the life of confusion, thinking you are of this world.
They
show you how your ancestors
Grounds.
Who is the
body?
Angels of death and hell upheld you.
But just
discover the right to
life.
Things which were next. That is an O in this world.
And
every person misses it. The real life.
Everyone
sees himself or herself that day.
If
you check out of that body we call death, discover who really you are. See how you begin to meander around and wonder, who am I? Storm and they make your life get lost. Countless years.
You can study the meaning that goes sort of way with
him. The old serpents. Each to me has the seven
heads.
The healthy sector which is falsely begun it. Jezebel on his beast, he put her there.
System, we don't understand where
the entire system has said that used
it. Before
he was bound in the bottomless pit.
Made
a transfer, gave it to Jezebel.
And system,
the same system of confusion he moves by
it.
But who can?
Connect
that intuition. Even born again, you get saved now. I'm going to heaven. Heaven is
safe.
Don't know who yourself, who you is going to go there.
You
think it's you, this body. You feel that it sounds cool to you. But you see it as a promise just your way. It's your home country you came from. Many times it's very hard.
Yes, you are going
to praise Jesus so
much.
But when you look in the Ephesians 1, verses 3 and 5. That's where we first lived in our home country in heaven. Where we were chosen to be brought out of this world.
And
we were chosen to make it back home in heaven.
Ephesians 1
from verse 3.
Yebazibwe Katonda, Kitaawe wa Mukama waffe Yesu Kristo. Eyatuwa buli mukisa gwonna ogw'omwoyo mu bifo by'omugulu mu Kristo. Olunya olw'okuna, nga bwe yatulondera mu ye ensi tennaba kutondebwa, ffe okubeera abatukuvu abatalina kabi mu maaso ne mu kwagala.
Yes, it was been raised Jesus so much. Twabira ngeri kitaffe okubeera with the Father.
Nga n'ensi tennaba kubeera.
Before the world existed.
Era nga yatuma olwo okulabika nga tuddayo.
And he chose us to appear and to get back.
Nga tuli baana be.
And we are his children.
Yes, we was been
raised Jesus so much.
Tukategeeza ebintu byatandikwa by'obulamu bwe.
Now, with the peace of beginning of your life.
Basitaali baali baalibusaabusa.
The devils had confused them much.
Kubanga ekituufu ekiyinza okubuliba gyeyesigibwabala ku lubuto lwa maama.
Which can be told you at the moment you fit your mother's womb.
Egiyinza okubuuza ki ekyaliwo era gwe wali ani.
What which can tell you what happened and who were you.
Naye ne ku myaka gyo gy'obeera nagyo mu nsi wadde gyeyesi gy'otabeera nagyo.
Hold on this while they are the month you don't include.
Naye ngati oba watuuka ddala
ku nsi wadde. Yet already arrived on the world.
Kiki ekyo.
Is it not that?
Oba okyali mu ggulu.
Are you still in heaven?
The
time you spent in your mother's womb. Are you still in heaven?
You
already arrived at the world.
I want
to ask, where did you come from?
If you are going to be here,
understanding your life, how is it?
It is to avoid your book diet.
Where you came from, can you get back?
Yes, you are going to
praise Jesus so much.
They got to be about to be able to be saved.
But remember when he explains the theme of age.
So God is really on God of the Romans.
The theme of the 6-7.
Yeah, but to go to what we are going to
be saved. When we come from our home country, we bring nothing on this world.
That's the way to live.
Timoseo, it's so good. Sure, you are going to
be saved. Theme of the 6 from verse 7.
Timoseo, it's so good. Sure, you are going to be saved.
First theme of the 6-7.
Kubanga tetwaleta kintu mu nsi. Kubanga era tetuyinza kujja mu kintu.
Yes, it was me.
Praise Jesus so much.
Bwe tuba tujja nga batuleeta.
As we come and they are bringing us.
Mu mbuto za bamama
bafe. In our mother's womb.
Tituleeta kinna kimu.
We don't bring anything.
N'obwo omubiri guno ogw'ennyama gwe tuli mu
nsi. Tuguleeta. Body of flesh we don't bring it.
Tuleete kubanga tuli myoyo.
We are brought and we are spirits.
Era tuweebwa emibiri okuyita mu mbuto za bamama.
Body through our mother's womb.
Yes, we must
praise Jesus so much.
Now, when
we came here, it's confused much.
You can't
even know that you came already.
For
the problem which is they tell us, God created you in your mother's womb. When you believe God,
don't
come into this
stage.
Maybe I began in the womb. God created me right in the womb. God in the womb just brought you already, you are there.
But
he brought you placed right in the womb.
You
were there in the kingdom of
heaven.
You were covered with flesh, bones, and skin.
No,
and you were brought out.
Now, you
had to connect the real life there.
Oh, you studied
how much science,
biology
of any form.
It's impossible
that you can discover.
When
concerning his life, he bound them.
How
do you come in the womb?
When
you come out of it, they cut off all that.
Don't
speak of the story of that.
Now
when you check out the body,
he
says he's a lens.
Don't question
where they have gone.
All
the major things, he cuts them
off.
You're coming and you're
going.
And you weep briefly.
And
he wipes it totally from your mind.
When they see those
solid details,
you
make a feast of remembrance.
But the one you
remember, you remember, where are they? So can't make a drama there.
I had
back on the head of the living Christ. You win on me.
And you
think God
is
home in heaven, but you're doing it in
graveyards.
Who asks? No one.
They don't bring up
the truth. When they come on the head of the living,
when
all of you wake. No one asks.
Yeah,
did you go to heaven?
Huh. Yeah.
No one gets Paul to ask the question.
Who's
ever been in a shrine and you got Paul this?
But
they asked. Maybe today you'll be bored to ask. Did you go to heaven? Where do you live yourself? Remember, they are still in the
world.
Why did we move by all this? But
set
that profit out of it. And you cannot take it back to your home country.
You
cannot now you're heading on to hell.
You
cannot get destroyed alone. Remember,
it
was made for Satan and his angels.
But
people were not involved to be there. Now the deal
is
but a human being from how their life began.
Well, actually,
when a relative man discovers,
they
to make it back their rightful home country. They would have discovered who they are. And they will know that they have to check out of this body. You will not have that most pain upon them. But that knows it is fear. It puts upon a human being. It can be put in a grave.
They
check out of
the
body. They
are
not body taking it to grave. First, let you see how they take your body. You. I expected he started on human being. Started the rightful real human being. But to start on that one, they first started a human being on the box, the body.
Would
you buy them peaceful? The one who buried me wrongly. If you buried me wrongly, you come out.
You align yourself there.
I changed my post. Like what someone has changed me in my bed.
The trees are penetrating.
Don't cover. Where we were meant to be, and that is our home. The head we start now is a very broad head. But we decided to cover it briefly. At least you realize that the healthy of the devils. Totally perfect the rightful life.
Take our Buddha for which is
the shadow life which is not clear.
Let's
see how they bring these spirits in Zachariah.
Zachariah
5, verses 5.
Malaika yalayogera nange, najja n'angamba nti, kale nyusa amaaso go, olabe kino ekifuluma bwe kiri. Lunyolo mukaaga, ne njogera nti ekyo ki? Nayogera nti ekyo ye efa efuluma. Era nayogera nti amaaso gaabo bwe gali bwe gatyo ku nsi yonna.
Tuyina bamalayika bano abakutezi.
We have these angels of counsel,
bamalayika be
the angels of the scales, of the season of the time.
Baleete ebyo okuva
ku bring our spirits from the kingdom of heaven.
Yes, you must go.
Praise Jesus so much.
Yes, singa over to Jesus. The Sibunyo no Zura to Rate.
But if not discovered, it is hard to realize you are even broke.
Well, I'm saying things up to Adam in Moriga, but tell you that I'm going to
come.
Every
saying, maybe we begin from the womb, God creates us right from there.
Then a lot of again,
but that we don't give it is.
We
just give up on that.
Zakaria Surept and Yolong Sam.
Zakaria 5, verse 7.
Edalaba, Etalante Yasasi, Yasituliwa. No ye Mukazi, Gatula Mundawa Efa.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus so much.
One more.
Our spirits are put in peace, they appear like a bullet, a lid. And they put them in the baskets.
They'll
be strong, be given bodies of the world.
Zachariah 5,
verses
8.
Yes, we was
praise Jesus so much.
They
even know what you are going to be on this world.
You are
going to be a very hard, wicked person. Everything is known very well. But when we are brought from our home country in heaven,
when
we come, every person will be able to discover the truth.
We will
be able to know the one true God. And the Christ Jesus is sent by the Spirit of God.
So
that they can go back to our home country where we come from.
They
brought mere spirits without bodies. But if you don't ask a house, their body, we are put in them as we pass through our mother's
womb. So
now there are real secrets of your life.
And
those the world moved by us steeped you.
Says
it's put the shadow life
and
which is false.
Zakaria esura eyokutano onyolo mwenda.
Zakaria 5, verses 9.
Awonenye musa maso gange, netunula eralaba, abakazi ababiri, nebafuruma, empewo ngaziri mbiwa watiro byabwe, gwa watiro byabwe, era balina ebwa watiro ngebwa watiro byakasida, nebasitula etwa mu bbanga ly'ensi n'eggulu. Onyolo ekkumi, ne ngamba malayika yalayogera nange nti, abo efa bagitwala wa? Kumi na lumu. N'angamba nti okumuzimbira ennyumba mu nsi ya Sinaali. Naye weeriggwa aliteekebwa mu kifo kyeye.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus so much.
Omwoyo guleetebwa.
The spirit is brought.
Baguzimbira omubiri mu
bugenda. It a body it's going to be in.
Okuyitibwa ennyumba.
Which is called the house.
Ey'omwoyo.
Of the spirit.
Yes, you was going
praise Jesus so much.
You may whatever went
after that house is completed.
Moyo could have got
in that spirit is put within it.
But
remember, it's not that it's all complete.
As I was from Moyo again,
if they get where they have to put with the spirit,
he was said you were
at right now here at the top of your head. This which always takes long to get strong. That's where they put the spirit
when I get a mass of the
entire system they put on building that.
Then, yes, in that
3 to 4 months, most of the system is finished.
And
started beginning to throw in the legs, in the hands.
And it
puts its hands to connect.
You
know the person has a spirit on the head top here.
You are
in the midst of your brains.
Yourself,
you have a powerful system upon yourself. And complete with all parts.
But
it's a spirit made with its complete system. Now you push your legs down to feet in the clothing. And the hands.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus so much.
That's
why when you're going to sleep, you cover yourself back. And you cover the entire of yourself. When you reach up, you close yourself. Breathe out, in, out. Let's show you how they think the house of your body. That's the egg of a man.
Let's
meet the one of the woman.
It
moves in the belly, womb.
They're
going to be making a house for you. Now it's beginning.
They have
already put it in there. It's already in breathing. But the house passes through different levels.
You brought
legs like of a duck.
The house is about to get complete.
But until 7 days, they have brought already your spirit. Build the house for it where it's meant to be.
Bones
and the flesh and the cover skin upon you.
When
you come out,
then
you have the body of the world.
But
you commanded all the body of your home country in heaven.
So when they were more,
now though you're in that body,
you know, sick with way of particular,
that's not the one of our home you came from.
You have
to be given the body of our home where we came from.
But what you want to do?
There is a serious problem right here.
When
we're
not
going to explain much,
read
the scripture how God covers with flesh, bones, and skin. Like we read in Job 10. Job 10 from verses 8.
Emikono joje jamu mbaje jankola. Wamaru inerui na yo unzikiriza. Urunyoro mwenda. Nkwega ilide. Jukila nga wamu mbange taka. Ero ulinziza na temu fufu. Urunyoro kumi. Omubiri gwange wagutululanga amata.
When you began,
the body system is so it was like milk.
The
egg of the man and that of the woman. It's like milk. That's where they get your bones from. All the parts come in the system and it covers you. If you come out, then they cut off your origin from there.
Then I
put the shadow life and healthy. And it is deceptive. You don't know where you came from.
You don't
know how you came in your mother's womb. You don't know as you are in this life.
You're going to
check from this body of point where and how are you meant to grow. Let's read and hear in Job. Job 10 verses
10. Job 10 verses 10. wanyamba zediba no mubiri era wangata wamu na magumba nebinywa
uri detiwo
you hear what happened
bino yatuambaza byamba
these ones just clothed the earth with them
amagumba no mubiri
nebinywa and the body and the flesh
you know system was still
this, with this thing is not you
but if you would have come to be you
know your life is filled with much deception
wafu manwaga na
you go to
Kana
John and you to your answer you look in the dark
but I think that what you know
you don't know anything
but I don't feel you don't
know because the word you write from that point
but it was not we are taking
the one master ship of Satan is prepared on the world
right now
you two has brought out a child you don't know what you brought out
now we are in the world that you don't know what I told
you it is deep concerning your life you don't know
whom
will you want
it goes out
because you keep us you have to be still and light them and the light to you
according to Psalms 149
God shows all the body parts each one which grew he wrote it in the book and he said I've covered them with flesh the bones the skin and let them get out now you have to realize yourself who you was covered you
are
not the right two things upon you who you are this house thing it is still and it deceived you. You are in your
way
on your rashes, you cut them off and paint it back. And you paint your lips again.
After
you are on your box, you break, walking, breaking yourself. You see me.
Look
to yourself, you will never see yourself.
Concerning
life.
Doctors
in the hospitals and they claim to treat a human being but they are just treating the body, the box.
Cannot
be
understood
from this world, it's not easy.
Certainly,
deeper things you can never think of.
Me too,
I would have understood them if it wasn't the Spirit of God.
The
Son of God moved me, came out of it, many things. Amazing things under the sun. I see so amazing ones in heaven. Even
in
the world, there
are
those wild schemes of Satan.
Yes, we have
raised Jesus.
So where we are now, we are
in all that brethren.
Whatever we have, that's what
we do. We are clothed of this body.
But
this is not an eternal clothing.
You
leave this body all orange.
You don't know if
you have to check out of it. Check it out, prove your cloth, the body from heaven. That's what brings you to salvation.
So
you can discover ourselves who we are. Our rightful life, how is it standing? Where
did
we come from? Where are we going?
Yes,
praise Jesus so
much.
That's why they say in 2 Corinthians 5 and they speak like this.
Second
Corinthians 5 from
verses 1. Kubanga tusindira mweno ngatwe gombo kwambaza nyumba yafe eliva mukuru
echi ngatuli mweno bantu ya
kwambaza this thing he clothed us
tusinda kuri mo kuvanga
kwambaza roho ya mungu that we don't get out as we've not clothed the one from heaven
leo bizuri wanabanda
problem is right here.
Human
being too, he has never discovered it.
You
know the years you were in salvation.
Even
some of you are out there, you are like 30
years.
You must repent in salvation.
But when
this body will be destroyed, you have to be born clean. The body
will be destroyed.
You have discovered who you are there.
Ask me,
your God said you're going to heaven.
And he is who?
Me.
Me
and God step to go to heaven.
I mean, I don't
know this body, that's the go there. It's something to
do
with everything. Where is that court? That court which shuts you right in that body. It's on the top here like that.
By the silver court.
It's called the silver court.
The
silver court.
Which
shuts you in there. Those who study in the second heaven, you know many things.
There is studying
the entire human life from A to Z. There is a
simple
code which shuts you within the body.
When
they take over this
what
that happens, you wait.
So wait till it is.
You first align yourself.
Have
they ever boxed you and you painted?
It's a vial
of gold. silver and goldish around it.
It's
the silver coat shuts you in.
Ecclesiastes
12:6.
Now you know your coat. That's the head. That is the pot you wear. Do not eat that your head is a pot all along.
It's much water, it goes big.
They said the head is more big.
Science is right in the Bible.
All along is the Bible. The right full science. This upon your spirit as a human being. What we call wheels, they are on your body spirit. The wheels that move you. They move you. Those upon your spirit, you the inner man. They break the system of the body.
I'm not feeling the pain.
Your wheels are broken off.
Ecclesiastes 12:7.
The dust has passed, not the usual dust, but the dust of gold. When our system was made, it was not made like Adam, the reptile was made. God divided one system in the egg of the woman, and another in the egg of the man, and the two can make up a complete perfect body. Where the spirit is going to be sitting. Explain the spirit from the head to the feet
brain.
We shall reach a point everything on the spirit, we study it everything where it is. Mostly when we focus what's in the second heaven, where they are falling
in
grace, where spirits of all creations are quoted from. Ecclesiastes 12:7. The problem is how you get back. Praise Jesus so much. When you check out of it without a body of heaven, they give you a body of death.
When
you're taken in hell, if you check out with the body of heaven,
the
holy angels take you to the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven.
You
can get back to home country.
That's
why God wants in Jeremiah 22:2. All along the world is in this form of darkness. And they cry for the body which dies. And they forget the one who's going to have not made it back to their home country. Jeremiah 22:10. Praise Jesus so much.
Here
we cry for the body. And God wants us. And
he
says, what you crying for?
It's
not the main issue.
They
want us
gone,
but they have not made it back to their home country. You pray for the one who goes. That late. In their home country, in heaven where they came from. Now they have got lost in the world of darkness. In hell. the bottomless pit, the prison of God. You don't know how you came from heaven. You don't know how you clothed this body. When you check out of it, what is next to you and how you check from the body? Then the things of life, there is the shadow of falsehoods. But we shall move on ahead in the next Tuesday. How he caused to reduce life within the blood. And they reduced the years. They
will
live
long
for 900 years.
A full
human being married at 300 years, someone is now married. And they still have their 500 years to get out of the world.
When
they left the world, well, they were 900 years. But since the increase, commit sin till he reduces life within the blood.
As
we preach the Genesis 6,
when
God reduced the years, and he said they will be 120. It doesn't reduce them in
calculation.
It enters the blood system. Life in the blood have reduced it. Now where we are, it's hard to preach 120 years. Now 90 years, we are reduced to 70 and 80. When we reduced more of life in the era of King David, the person lived much into 70 to 80 years. That strength of food can push you to 80 years. Where we speak that? So if food increases years, if you let's mess up the foods.
Remember,
we are still on 70 to 80. Right now it's to 40 to 60 years. The
time
of blood is totally reduced.
The person
of 14 years, they are feeling pains in the bones.
They feel
pains in the back and the other parts.
I just started to discover
strength of food at 2 years. Devastated the blood system. All the sicknesses.
Let's
get the strength in the food. By 2000 when it began,
the marriage magic
was
able
to see. Every seed was gathered in the entire world.
And they
did their more big genetic food seeds.
But what do you mean?
Like they were carrying food filled with poison.
They
are reaching up on right full form.
Pigs
and the wonder pigs.
But on the next, so they
have even created other animals. Which are not the usual ones of God.
Praise the name of the Lord.
We thank God so much. For it teaches us. On the day of Monday, I was moving somewhere to work.
Now
the car we bought it, there was a radio station. But the man who teaches was the one who used the apps from the herbals and they treat with food. But he was explaining the new world order. And he said we have to follow the new world order. And the perspective he brought is You modify that they have modified pains.
Where do you now with your
Christian
gave
an example. Don't need to struggle with tomatoes, put them in freezers. You can dry the tomato. Make it do tomato sauce. And save the beans. Struggle with the beans. They made a machine which puts off that skin.
And
they can dry them, put them in the things like the groundnuts. Praise the name of the Lord. The one was with, I asked, have you had your world order? And we thank God so much.
But
things like those move on. We God's first year to warn us not to contact with them. And the many other things he explained. Join food with the food. Animals are different to make other animals.
The
first word is first care to train us.
Yes, Jesus. Things
seem a joke, but the devils are up to something, blow to something. The seventh head of the beast. The evil spirit of Satan, its works which are evil, the healthy which is unlife, which is shadow life, which is false.
Here
we think it's peaceful, yet it's only evil. Most of the foods they have changed now, they hold much sickness in them. More on manifesting these days. Those in a group called Mossad who are doing that thing. It's a group of the fallen angels. They are involved many scientists in it. Different scientists. But they gather all the sins of the world. And they say they have to face them out. Use these people to die without repenting. They say you claim much as if you love God much.
What are you useless?
You are useless. But we had to see all that. Let's pass end here today. We shall come back
and
see how they've done all things for this life in the blood. There they wish to handle life and target life in the food.
Come on, come on.
May God bless you. Thank you for coming.